Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Joining us now on the line is a bloke who could be threatening Gordy's title as the King of Brisbane. He is the captain of the Broncos and a bloke who went down to the Burrow, his old team, on Friday night and absolutely tore, Thursday night, in fact, and absolutely ripped them apart. We speak, of course, of the Broncos skipper, Adam Reynolds. G'day, Reno.
G'day, fellas. How's it going?
Oh, we're going very well, mate. How did it feel, honestly? Bittersweet to get the win but do it against your old side?
Yeah, it's always pleasing. Obviously, there was a fair bit of talk throughout the week about the game and coming up against the old club, but I was probably more pleased about the team's performance, to be honest. You know, the last fortnight prior to that was, you know, we're building towards something at the Broncos and obviously want to continue on that path, and to do that down in Sydney, thought was another step in the right direction.
Rana, when you spoke last week about playing the Rabbitohs, you said that, and you asked whether the things would get a little bit lippy out there, and you said you knew it was going to come from Jai Arrow. We saw at the beginning of the game, even before the ball had been kicked off, you two having a few words to each other. Can you give us a little insight into what was happening?
No, I just sort of carried on from round one. He had a bit of a pot shot at me in the papers and sort of called me a cat, so thought I'd just No, look, we're good mates. We talk basically, you know, every week still. He's a great mate of mine, and yeah, it's all a bit of fun and games. I'll try to get under his skin. Got a penalty off him from the scrum, so.
You did get under?
Yeah, got under his skin, so I won that battle.
Hey, mate, obviously, you know, South Sydney, your legacy can't get any better there, and your old man would be a South Sydney tragic. Who did he go for on Friday night?
No, he was in the Bronx, mate.
Oh, that's good.
He's jumped ship with me. A lot of people have jumped ship, actually. It's been good to get the support. A lot of people have been welcoming and supportive of my decision to move up north here. And, you know, I'm just loving the challenge that's at hand. We've got a young squad. We've got a lot of great players there. It's just about bringing it all together and trying to get it back to where it needs to be, Gordy. It's a proud club, and you know all about it. It deserves to be at the top of the game.
Yeah, Adam, it looks like that you're fitter, you're happier, and, you know, I know Andrew Johns is one of those guys saying that you're playing better than you played last year. How do you feel under Kevy?
Yeah, I feel really good, mate. Kevy's been really good. He's been supportive of the way I want to play. You know, he's letting me get around the field with that freedom and just let me, you know, play eyes up footy. And we've got a certain structure that we'd like to stick to, but, you know, he's pretty encouraging, and when I see things or when I feel the game slipping away or I need to do something different, he's happy for me to do that. So he's been really good, mate. I've got a great relationship with Kevy, and, you know, the boys love playing underneath him.
What was going on with Billy Walters and Cody Walker on Thursday night, Reno? It looked like it got a little bit testy for a minute there. Had you worded him up about a couple of little choice sledges to throw in? Or
No, I think there might have been some things said in the past, boys playing against boys, but yeah, they were a bit chirpy on the night. Obviously, it's all a bit heated when you're out there, but yeah, no love lost, obviously. Cody's a competitor and loves to win games, so, you know, if we could put him off and, you know, distract him for 5 or 10 minutes there, that's our job done.
Does Cody Walker look unhappy to you?
Oh, I don't think he's unhappy. Obviously, a bit frustrated. Obviously, they're not playing the way they'd like to be playing. They're not getting the success they had last year. And I think, you know, with ball control, they're certainly turning over a lot more ball than they did last year. And as a half, when that happens, it's pretty hard to find your groove within a game. And I just think he's in that at the moment. But, you know, it's not hard for them to get out of that. He's a classy player. You know, on the weekend, he pulled us apart a couple of times. They just got unlucky there. So no doubt he'll bounce back and, you know, perform like we're all used to him seeing.
Hey, Reno, how were you received by the Burrow and the South Sydney supporters after the game? Because I know plenty of diehard Souths tragics and nobody ever wanted to see you not wearing red and green.
No, it was good. I got over there after the game. I didn't get to say goodbye properly last year. Obviously, we had the cop moved up to Queensland and never really got a home game to say thanks for the support over all the years. Obviously, you can do that on social media or whatever, but it's not the same. So, thought I'd just get over there. And, mate, they were fantastic. They stood around, you know, thanked me after the game. They were all really supportive. And, yeah, it's been a great, you know, journey over the last 10, 12 years there. And, yeah, just to get back there and say thank you, obviously, you know, having a bit of closure there.
Mate, the Broncos have really started to sort of put some games together now. And I know, obviously, we're nine rounds in. Do you guys sort of sit down and have a little bit of a reassessment of your goals for the year, or are you starting to track about where you thought you were?
Yeah, I think we're sort of tracking where we were, or where we wanted to be, sorry. You know, there was a few disappointing games there at the start of the year that we weren't happy about. We reassessed straight after those games. And I think from, you know, after that Warriors game, we're pretty disappointed in our efforts. We weren't, you know, turning up for one another. We're pretty poor with our line speed, kick chase, kick pressure, all the little things that doesn't require any skills. It's just effort. So, you know, we spoke about that. We spoke about continually turning up for each other and just playing for the jersey. And I think over the last, you know, 3-4 weeks, a month, you know, we've really taken a leap in the right direction.
All right. Well, the vibe certainly is very good at the Broncos. Adam Reynolds, just before we let you go, you revealed to us on the Triple M Rush Hour Brisbane last week or the week prior that if you'd won the grand final against the Panthers, there was going to be a stick figure of Wayne Bennett tattooed somewhere on your body. Have you made a similar agreement with Kevvy Walters about how far you go this season?
Yeah, I'll uphold that same bet, mate. So Kevvy's not the tallest of blokes, so it won't take up much room.
What do you mean, mate? The tattoo will look like a cane toad if you got it off Kevvy.
Hey, Reno, whereabouts were you going to get the hairy scarecrow tattoo if you had to get one?
I don't know, on my backside or something.
Hoops, it went the other way as well, because if they'd won, Wayne was going to get a tattoo on his backside as well.
What do you mean, Wayne?
That would have been nice to see, isn't it?
Mate, Wayne's backside hangs in his hamstrings. mate, and that's when I was playing at the club. He'd walk into the showers.
I am not talking any further about Wayne Bennett's hamstrings. Adam Reynolds, the captain of the Brisbane Broncos, a pleasure to have you on. Great to see the Broncos up and about. And good luck when Brisbane becomes the centre of the rugby league world next weekend for Magic Round at Suncorp Stadium.
Toys, cheers, fellas. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.